The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Maybe we should go with the Benny Hill music instead. Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name's Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giant Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. So, Chris, when fall comes around now, I look forward to finishing up picking the tomatoes out of my garden. Apple picking, of course, in New Jersey, and going shopping for pumpkins. Because what football season has become for Giant fans, unfortunately, is just a yearly ritual of despair and depression. And on a day where Eli Manning should have been honored at least with a win, and the Giants did a good job honoring him, but they should have come out with the win. You know, Chris, they just come up with another way to lose, man. I'm almost out of words at this point, dude.
Yep, and I actually just wrote an article, Jerry, for the upcoming issue of The Insider about how they kind of shamed Eli on his day.
Yeah, you know, what another ridiculous loss.
You know,
yeah.
And no, you're right, man. It's the time of year, and we're not even near Halloween yet.
Nope.
And it's looking like the season is over.
Yeah.
Right after three games.
Absolutely.
And this is what, you know, I was thinking on the way home. Stuck in the parking lot, the whole deal. Even though I left an hour and a half afterwards, I guess a lot of people stayed after.
That's weird, Chris. You know what? They didn't. We were just stuck in traffic for over an hour. It was weird.
Oh, okay. Well, I was stuck coming out of the lot. Yes, I left like 5:20, whatever. I still stuck. Anyway, I'm thinking about it. And it's not so much, Jerry, learning how to win. It's more of learning how not to lose this team. You know, learning how not to lose is so tough to learn. And what do you mean by that? Well, shooting yourselves in the foot constantly with penalties. Yeah. Either be a turnover, drop the interception in the end zone, right? Key interferences on Logan Ryan, who's not off to a good start. Okay. No. Missed tackles, interference. No. Okay.
Yep.
We got some guys, we'll get into it, but we got a couple of guys who played last year really well, not playing well this year.
Right.
You know, so far. Jones gets sacked on the last drive, snap over his head. He gets, you know, he goes up, does it. He takes his eye off the ball a second. And he gets charged a fumble. Nice screenplay brought back. Will Hernandez downfield.
Yep.
Although the refs don't see it on the Falcons. They had that one play across the field with Cordell. Not the key play in the last drive, the one earlier. There had to be literally two guys that were 10 yards down the field. Did you see that, Jerry?
Looked like there were three guys down the field on that play. Yes.
It's funny, Jerry, because I'm sitting next to Jordan Raynard from ESPN yesterday. And Jordan looks at me and goes, did I just miss something? Or was there like two? I said, Jordan, there had to be two guys, literally, Jerry, 8 to 10 yards down the field.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. You know what play I'm talking about, right? No flag. Okay.
No.
So nothing going this team's way, but you have to create your mojo, right, Jerry? You got to create how to win, how not to lose. So I'm not blaming the refs, you know. I'm blaming Joe Judge and his ridiculous timeouts.
Oh.
I'm blaming Joe Judge for being too conservative. We are 0-2. This is not a Super Bowl team. All right, we got a defense. We'll try to pin them deep. Earlier on, again, I thought Gano field goal attempt, dude.
You got a guy making 37 straight. Kick the field goal.
Is this something I don't know about that Gano's range is only 53 yards or something?
He blasted a 55 yarder last week like it was 22 yards.
Thank you.
And the wind was at his back a little.
Punting again. Not going for it. Even if you don't want to try Gano, you go for it maybe. You saw what Vic Fangio did the first game of the year against us, right? 4th-and-2, I think, right around midfield, halftime. Boom, we'll go for it. Now we got Teddy. We're good, right? I mean,
yep.
Judge is way too conservative. And, you know, he's coming from a guy, Belichick, who's not real conservative. Bill will go. I've seen Belichick go for first downs on his own 30-yard line against Peyton Manning one time, you know.
Especially to spark the team, Chris. Especially to spark the team and give him some confidence. And like you said, man, you can't blame the rest. Adoree Jackson catches that ball, that game's over. It's constantly, every week, it's and the Washington game, it was like 8 plays. Yesterday, it was 2 or 3 or 4 that if they make them, game's probably over. And you kind of ran through them just now.
Yeah, and it's unbelievable, Joe, because the defense played a good game right up to they didn't play a good game.
Right, it was the end of the half and the end of the game.
Other than that, they held them under 300 yards. Matt Ryan, Ridley, you know, Pitts didn't hurt him until Pitts hurt him. You get what I'm getting at, Joe? You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Like Kyle Pitts, I remember sitting in a booth yesterday going, man, Pitts is no fact. They've totally taken Pitts out of this game, right?
Disappeared.
So it's one of those, the defense played really well until it didn't play well. Kyle Pitts did nothing until he did something, right?
Right.
It's, you know, Matt Ryan was making some, really not doing much until he had to do something. You know, Jerry, this is what it's about, brother. You know, this is what it's about. It's just not good football, and the discipline, the penalties. Again.
By the way, before I forget, I'm in my car waiting in traffic, and my man asks that question. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for asking Joe Judge about discipline. I sat there, and I looked at my daughter, and I said, that's Chris. And she goes, is it? I said, yep, I recognize that voice anywhere. And it was a great question, and he really didn't give you an answer, Chris. I'm sorry. I know they have to be somewhat guarded with their answers, but I am sick as a fan. Sorry, sick and tired of those pressers. Yeah. It's just you got to work on it. No crap, no shit, Joe. Well, we got to work on it all week. Great.
You
know,
I got to be honest with you, Joe. Joe, listen to me. Hey, Joe. No, I got to be honest with you, Jerry. I felt for Judge yesterday a bit. I know people don't want to hear that, but you could see when you walked in yesterday, man. He was drawn. This sucked the life out of him. Okay, no excuses. I get it. So I'm sitting there. I'm going to be honest with you, Jerry. I'm pissed off. I tell you why I'm pissed off. All right, Chris, you know, you lost again. Yeah, I get it. I get it. We lost again. But the whole mantra of this guy is what? Discipline, discipline, discipline. And every game, there's no discipline.
If nothing else, discipline.
So I don't want to hear about this discipline, running laps, and this and that. And you have illegal man holdings, and Judge's first three games on the sidelines. That now me and you praised him last year that we felt he wasn't doing anything, costing him games with his sidelines.
Exactly.
Right? What he was doing on the sideline.
Yep.
Well, I'm not saying he's costing him this year, but he's making a lot of mistakes.
Oh, he's not helping him, dude.
He's not helping him.
Nope.
Just to get back to me and Jordan again, Reinhardt from ESPN, when he took another timeout yesterday, we looked at each other like, and we both said the same thing. Like, does he think he has 6 timeouts a half?
Yeah, you can't use them like they're Tic Tacs. Like, dude, you only get 3 a half, right?
Tic Tacs.
When he couldn't think of anything else,
that's
Chris.
That's great.
I couldn't think of anything else. When he used the one after they got the first down because we ran out, we were almost at 0. I thought, how in the hell do we almost have a delay of game penalty after we get the first down? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, this is like ridiculous coach stuff, man. And he's having a really rough 3 games from the sideline. No question about it. Offense, look, move the ball first few drives. Mistakes, settle for field goals.
Yep. They get down to the 20 and they crap all over themselves. That's what I said yesterday.
This is what these guys. So I was sitting there, getting back to my point, Jerry.
Yeah, sorry.
At the presser. No, I don't do you. I'm just, I slid around. Getting back to my point. So I'm sitting there and I was freaking pissed. I'm like, you know, this guy in front of me, he's talking about discipline. I'm watching the same crap week after week.
I could tell by your question, which was refreshing.
And it was like, hey, coach, you know, you heard the question. It was like, hey, coach. You preach discipline, 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 and this is what you stand for. I mean, this has got to be bothering you, dude. Like, this is, you heard what I said. It's like, it's...
Yep.
How do you clean this up?
Right, like, what do you got to say?
There's no discipline. Basically, right. You got to be in a respectful way. You don't want to be a jackass, you know?
Right, sure.
But and you preach this. It's got to be affecting you.
Right.
This is what you stand for, And this is what you do not see on a Sunday afternoon.
No, you don't. You don't. I can't believe how penalized they are now.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I mean about New York area sometimes. Like, you know, he gave me the standard answer, and he was respectful back then. He was looking at me the whole time. Joe actually came back to me because I was supposed to get in the first time. And he came back to me, and he gave me, look, he knew. He probably saw some fire in my eyes. Not that he gave a flying crap, but I'm saying that. But he was respectful back. Yes. I was respectful to him. He was respectful back.
Yes.
And I'm sure he's fuming, too, about with his players, too. But, you know, of course, but he gave the standard answer, Jerry. But to me, Jerry, being from New York, New Jersey area, sports my whole life, you got to say that just to calm the wolves at the door.
Exactly.
Hey, that's on me. Exactly. I got to do, you know, instead of just like, yeah, we're practicing. We're going to get better at it. And he gave me an answer. You know, I'm looking, you know, whatever. You know, he gives the coach speak answer all the time. I wish Joe Judge would learn a little bit more about, hey, yeah, that's on me. I'm not doing my job, you know. It would just, not that it would just calm the fan base down, but it would be a little bit more like, oh, thank you, finally. You know what I mean, Jerry? Instead of
And I'm not looking for him to say, like, Will Hernandez has to get his head out of his ass. Like, I'm not looking for that answer.
He's not going
to
say that.
Right. Yeah. I'm not looking for that. I'm just looking for exactly what you said. Either, look, we practiced this all week, and it's not translating to the games, guys.
Right.
And that's on me. Something like that. But the standard canned answer, Joe, that works when – you have a team that you don't have many expectations for, like last year, okay? We know what you're working with, Joe. We know this is a talent-deprived team. But when you spend the way we did in free agency, and now what was supposed to be a strength, coaching and defense are really not. Mm. you give those answers, fans want blood now. They just want blood. They want blow it up. I mean, that's the conversation now. It's what are we doing now? Is there going to be a firing? And we'll get to it, Chris. But when John Mara stepped to the podium yesterday, I turned to Giants Carb Crush. By the way, thank you, Giants Carb Crush, for a great day. Your father, your brother, your buddy, awesome time. I put my head in this dude's shoulder that I really just met at the tailgate, and I just said, oh, God, please don't talk, John. Please don't talk. It's coming. And the crowd rained boos upon him. And I'm just saying, you could tell. It almost like it came to a boiling point yesterday, dude. It was like, we want changes. That we're sick of this. We came for Eli. And we're seeing the same crap over and over again, man. The fan base has freaking had it, dude. They've had it.
Jerry, can you blame them?
No, I was one of them. I'm one of them.
I mean, we're part of the fan base, right? Jerry,
I'm texting you during the game, trying not to. And it's like, blow it up at this point. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. This ain't working. I don't know what the answer is, Chris. I don't.
Jerry, I just see some things, and I'm, you know, like I said, defense plays well until it doesn't play well.
Yeah, right.
You know, last week they didn't play well. I'm talking about yesterday, and it's just like, you know, I put stuff on Twitter, and I see what these teams are doing. Like, what did I put on Twitter this week? Cordell Patterson's a big part of their offense.
Yep.
Well, Cordell Patterson won a game for them.
Killed him yesterday. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Opportunistic, too. 80-something yards, but at big times, man.
It's like, you look at it, it's like what do we, you know, the defense, you know, the last drive, two plays again.
Right.
A guy that's really hurting us is Jabril Peppers.
Killing us.
Now, he matched up with Kyle Pitts in that last drive.
Yep.
And it wasn't even fair.
No.
And Pitts did that look like a little out on a little seven route. Boom, they were in position. Two plays. They ran the ball a few times after that. Coup from Notre Dame. Coup. Boom. 40-yard ends the game. It's just like, it's too easy, Jerry.
And
you know?
When Pitts caught that pass, that whole stadium emptied out. They just knew it. It's over.
They emptied out.
I didn't realize that. We all did. We just said, all right, ready? I mean, it was 80,000 in unison walking out.
Well, you just knew without question they were going to kick that field.
That's it. It's over. Right. Over.
So, you know, the drive before that, a long drive. Dog has a chance. He doesn't come down with it. He said afterwards, I misjudged it. You know, I'm pissed off.
Misjudged it, Chris. I know. But come on.
I mean, you're pissed off. You should see the 74,000 people in the stands.
Misjudged it. It was right in your hands.
Offense can't respond.
It wasn't a 50, like, that's just funny, right? It's not a 50-yard pass where you're like, oh, I misjudged it, and the wind got me, or the sun.
Yeah.
This was a 20-yard lob.
Bradbury continues to struggle on defense.
Yeah. Yep.
Dory Pepis, he's getting exposed in coverage one-on-ones at times. He hasn't made an impact.
At what point, Chris, did they give Julian Love a shot back there?
Well, they did yesterday.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, here comes more. Well, you know, Pepis is just playing like a hybrid. I mean, it's been Ryan and McKinney back there the whole game.
Right.
They both played every snap, I believe. I think maybe McKinney missed one snap, but they both played every snap.
Right.
And then they got Pepis in there like 40 plays. He's in a hybrid. He's in that three safety look. Love played the slot yesterday because Donnie Holmes got one snap.
One. So, is that amazing?
So yesterday's game plan was, Donnie, you're out, which I don't blame them because Donnie's not really doing anything. I don't know why. I mean, just keep loving there, please. You know.
Right. I know.
Mix it up. You know, Bradbury's struggling. He got beat again yesterday. Got beat for another touchdown. Adoy's not making an impact. Logan Ryan's not really playing well. No, Xavier is doing what he's being asked to do. I thought that penalty was bullshit yesterday.
Terrible.
Looked like a shoulder to shoulder. But the refereeing yesterday was all around the league. All around the league, Jerry. It's a joke.
It is bad. You know? It's horrible.
But the league is more worried about playing a Monday night playoff game and making money than they are actually getting the refs down.
Yep.
No.
Great call.
And Jerry, I'm not to get off the subject too much, but I've been telling this for a few years. I'm telling you, there's going to be an incident on the sideline with a ref, with a head coach and a ref, where it's going to get ugly. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen, dude.
Yeah.
And these guys are very respectful of the refs. You ever hear them when they're mic'd up? Everybody's, hey, sorry, yada, yada. But there's so many bad calls that a guy's going to lose it, dude. It's going to be like baseball back in the day where, remember Lou Pinelli used to pick up base bags and wing them. And guys were in their face like, I mean, Earl Weaver, punching guys in the face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's going to stop. It's going to happen because the refereeing is so bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All right, but I'm never going to blame the refs for loss. I'm not blaming yesterday for loss. I'm just saying that the referees are so bad. It's just no consistency. And the hit on McKinney yesterday.
What the hell is he supposed to do?
I thought it was a clean hit, to be honest.
It was nothing. I mean, there were three or four questionable. That was the worst of them. I wish
they would have a booth review in those, look at it again.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, you know, Roger Goodell and the NFL, they're only worried about money, dude. You know? Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Now they've actually made a playoff game on a Monday night. I mean, you know, and it's comical, dude. The hypocrisy going on in Wall Street is just comical, you know, in the offices, you know. So anyway, forget about that. I'm not getting on some soapbox about that. I think we all know about that, right? Yeah. So the Giants, like I said, just can't do anything right, Jerry. You know, the offensive line, once again, the offensive line really wasn't that bad.
Chris
Saquon.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jerry. Go.
No, it's amazing, dude. I'm sorry. It's amazing that the offensive line and Daniel Jones, the two things we were the most worried about, are kind of holding up. And Daniel Jones played well yesterday. For those of you questioning Daniel Jones, he's progressing the way we want him to.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, dude? I put this out there. Only two pass attempts of 20 plus yards yesterday. And you got Tony, you got Galladay. You know what I mean? We'll start getting into the offense a little bit. And the one pass was the CJ board, right? I mean,
perfect throw.
What do we? I mean, this is Daniel's strength. So you max, you play action. I don't give a shit if you do a naked boot and he throws across the field like Elway used to do on overcrosses, deep overcrosses. This is what I mean. Like, Garrett, just no creativity, dude.
Chris, that throw to board was absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, he is so accurate. He was blanketed. And that throw was beautiful.
It was like the opening game at the Florida Slayton, right?
Right.
That's his strength, Jerry. That's one of his strengths is the long ball.
Yep.
So two attempts. I mean, to me, you got to have three or four a game with this kid. Okay?
Yeah.
Good luck. And are we really going to blame it on a pass pro? Look, one of the reasons why the pass pro hasn't been bad. Now, don't get me wrong. Not that I'm saying it's been good. But it's kind of held up. Is because Andrew Thomas is playing really well, left tackle.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, now Brendan is a joke at left guard.
Yeah, he got blown up yesterday horribly.
I mean, Grady Jarrett, that was embarrassing. Okay,
oh my God.
And he's not even run blocking that well. I mean, you know, this is another one of Dave's gems he thinks he found the last second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Billy Price, I thought, played well at center yesterday.
Yeah.
Hernandez did his usual, Will Hernandez, and Nate Sola was pretty decent most of the game. Of course, gave up a sack, a couple of pressures. But, hey, look, Jerry, you know, it hasn't been a catastrophe on the offensive line.
It hasn't been. Even the run blocking hasn't been bad. I'm surprised at how it hasn't been the catastrophe. And you bring up a great point. Thomas is a big reason why. What I think is not comical but sad is that Matt Parrott cannot beat out Nate Solder at right tackle. He had zero snaps yesterday.
Again, second straight game.
Oh, my God.
So that's over with, I guess, right? Next experiment when it was going to guard, I guess. Thomas is playing well. To me, they're doing enough where you should be taking some more shots, some more verticals or those eight deep posts, those eight routes or whatever you know. But go ask Jason Garrett.
I got a question for you because I wanted to get your take on this. I'm at the game yesterday, and you know, being there, you see more of what the receivers are doing. Am I oversimplifying it when I say it looks like the receivers are running out and turning around?
A lot of times they are, dude.
Good. Okay. I'm not an idiot then. Good.
No, you're not an idiot, dude.
Okay. Because Kadarius Toney, can you do a drag once, a crossing pattern? Can you get him on the run so that he can keep running? You saw what he did when he got the ball in his hand. It was kind of electric.
It was electric, wasn't it?
Right.
Get the ball.
We made Colin Johnson the focal point of the offense yesterday. All right, cool.
And here I am in the booth, and I'm saying to myself, and I'm watching. And now, Jeff, you were at the game yesterday. This is what I love about being at the games, because you see what you don't see on TV. You see the routes they're running. You see who's matching up where, what kind of defense Atlanta's playing. So many times yesterday, Isaiah Oliver, their slot guy, who has struggled this year, was matched up on Kadarius Toney in the slot. And I was like, why are we not looking for this match? Jerry, it's so Manning, dude. It really is. Now, as far as running the ball, Saquon Barkley's leaving a lot of yards on the field. I love Saquon. I know Saquon. I love Saquon. Okay? He's a great kid. I was actually talking to him a little bit in the tunnel after the game yesterday. But he's leaving yards on the field, dude. He's spinning. He's doing these cuts. He's not taking it up in there. I'm sorry. They got him involved in the screen game a little bit yesterday, which was pretty smart right now. You want to get him in space, right? That worked pretty well a few times because one was brought back. We know that, right? So I thought Garrett did a good job with that, getting him in space on the screen. But as far as him running the ball, he's just leaving too much out there, dude. One time he did a spin move and fell down.
Chris Banks said the exact same thing on the post game yesterday.
Did he?
Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He said, hey, guys, I hate to break it to you, but don't look at the line for this. You got to look at the running back. He's leaving too much. I mean, it's, and you know what? We kind of saw it, and I'm glad you're bringing it up because I thought, is it Saquon? Because I'm seeing holes and that spin. I know exactly what play you're talking about. I thought, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know. He's trying to get this, whatever it is. Either he's trying to bust one or he's trying to be patient. But this dancing and spin stuff, I looked at it, and I'm glad Carl – I didn't know Carl said that. I had no idea, Carl. I don't listen to the post game. I'm down in a tunnel.
It was refreshing to hear three people think it.
Because I'm looking at it like, you know, you could kick it up in here.
Yep.
You know, he's running some gap runs.
Yeah.
Giants ran about 60% gap runs yesterday. They did about – I think it was about 30%, whatever it was, somewhere around there for zones. Little zone schemes, and Saquon's just not taking advantage. And it's not all the offensive line, dude. It's not. There's some opportunities there. And I've been saying this now for 3 weeks. Yep. There's some opportunities there that Saquon is not hitting. Now we just gotta hope it's just that he's still. I thought he would knock off that rust by yesterday's game, but is this what it is now? Is he in this type of mode where he's spinning and dancing? And I'm sorry, he's leaving too many yards on the... Hey, Jerry, I don't know if you saw yesterday because you were at the game, so I could bring this up with you. That screen pass, you don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
there was one guy, Deion Jones was out there.
Yep.
And Saquon went the wrong way. He didn't follow his block to the left.
He should have gone outside.
Right? And he made the tackle. And Jerry, did you see? There was a lot of green.
I was like, wow, well designed. Here we go. Oh, no, what the hell are you doing? That's what I said. What the hell are you doing?
There was a lot of green behind them, right? I'm like, whoa, this could have been a huge chunk play.
Yeah.
That Saquon took the wrong read, it looked like. He got tripped up by Deion Jones is an excellent player, but he made an excellent play on it, but that can't happen there, Jerry.
I mean, one-on-one, too, you got to beat him. And you expect him. Saquon to beat him, and 2 years ago, that's a 60-yard play.
So he's really not running well.
No.
He's not seeing well. I don't know. Listen, here's the bottom line. He's leaving yards on the field.
Yeah.
As staying on the running back position for a second.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Good
I mean, already. Here we are in April. Now, what do we do in April, Jerry? We wait for, March, I should say, Jerry. Excuse me, my mistake. March, we wait for free agency and then obviously the draft in April. And baseball beginning of April. Well, for me, baseball beginning of April, only to watch my Buffoon team blow it in September.
But by the way, Chris, if I'm the Red Sox, I'd be in Giancarlo Stanton for standing there and watching. Anyway, go ahead.
No.
At some point, I just like, wow.
I don't have a problem with Stan. I know he looked at it a few times. He hit two shots. I think one broke my window over here.
And he launched the way he launched the bat.
I don't blame Stan because I got a couple of guys in my squad. Like Devers does the same shit.
Okay.
I blame the buffoons who are running the team, but I'm not going to get into baseball. Don't get me aggravated, Jerry, please. Don't get me friggin' aggravated.
I was trying to stick up for you.
Don't get me aggravated. So let's stick to football, Jerry, before I throw my laptop.
We won't get aggravated at all.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get back to football, Foley. Trust me. So, what were the hell were we talking about? Oh, you're running back. So, you really got me nuts, you damn fool. All right? So I look at it, and I see the inactives yesterday, right, Jerry? The inactives come out at 11:30. Devontae Booker.
First free agent.
This was the guy on day one. Dave jumped out. I mean, it's not the worst contract. It's something after a year, get out, whatever. But he jumped right out, signed Booker to this three-year, Jerry, or 2 years, $6 million, whatever.
I think it was a 3-year deal, I thought.
Right. I think 2 years you could get out from it, right?
Yeah.
So, and Dave was like, oh, yeah, this is the guy we wanted. Day one, let's go get him. I mean, the rest of the league was like, what? What are you doing? You know?
Thank you.
So, okay, so they bring him in, nice little backup running back, the whole deal. He's inactive in a healthy scratch in week three. Good job, Dave.
I mean, when you do that, when Eli Penny is your backup as a running back, not a fullback, I'm thinking, oh my God, like what a, like I like Eli Penny as a fullback and I like him as a change of pace guy, maybe fourth and one. But yeah. He's getting the ball, when Saquon's not. I mean, Brightwell got one carry. I just thought, I mean, wow, we could really use Corey Clement right now, too. Either one. And that has to tell you, Chris, for me, in my opinion, I see that. If he's a healthy scratch, then Joe Judge and Dave Gettleman, are they on the same page?
Jerry, I don't know, brother.
Right.
We're only going to find this stuff out.
Yeah.
When down the road, one of them is gone, both of them are gone or whatever, and then stuff will leak out about, oh, I wasn't on board with this draft picker. You're not going to find any of that out now.
No, but that to me, that's what it looks like now.
But to us, right now, you have to wonder, are these guys on the same page? Exactly. Are they looking at the same stuff here?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so getting back to the game, not much of a rushing attack, right? I think Saquon had one 10-plus yard run.
He had 60 yards rushing or something.
He had something like 60 on 16 carries, right? One pretty good run.
Yeah.
We talked about Saquon. I'm not going to keep harping on the kid. He's just leaving a lot of yards in the field. I thought a couple of guys, Jerry. I thought Colin Johnson stepped up, played well.
He did play well, yeah.
Kenny Golladay and his opportunities. I wasn't even sure Kenny was even going to play yesterday because I got to the stadium and he was huddled up with Ronnie Barnes, Gettleman, yeah, Judge, Garrett. And I'm like, oh, what's this? I'm looking, and they're huddled up, and I'm saying, oh, my God, tell me he's not going to go, you know?
Yeah, your tweets are very popular at the tailgate, and they're like, hey, what did Chris tell you? I'm like, he didn't tell me anything. He just tweeted it. Like, guys, I don't know.
So, yeah, so then obviously he wound up playing, and he's, yeah. Look, the hip's bothering him, but he's, you know, he's giving it a go. He averaged what he usually averaged yesterday, 16 a catch. On yeah. five targets or four targets.
And he drew a pass interference, too.
He drew a pass. Right. Good point, Jerry. He drew a pass interference, which is always big.
Yeah.
I think we saw Kadarius Toney could do a little bit, right, dude? Pretty
electric. Got excited.
Pretty electric when he puts gets the ball. And I put a tweet out before, Jerry. I don't want to hear this up to speed crap anymore.
No more. No.
especially when you see what Jamar Chase is doing. He's like, I don't want to see guys, look, we're 0-3. Tony's been back healthy for weeks now. All right. Looks like Shep and Slayton. Who knows what's going to happen with them Sunday? By the way, once again, Shep, another bad break. Guy's having a great start, and he gets injured again, you know? But I want Tony. I don't want to hear up to speed crap. Get him in a damn game and target. He's a number one pick. Target him more. Okay? Please. Thank you.
Chris, hang on 1 second, guys. We're going to take a break right now for our sponsor, Manscaped.com. Be right back. Attention Giant Insider podcast listeners and buffoons all the way from Australia to the swamps of Jersey. Guys, do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have the solution for you with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick those pubes to Philly, Washington, or Dallas. Just get them the hell out of East Rutherford with the Performance Package 4.0. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for Giant Sundays by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20, FANSIDED20. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which I even use on my bald head, Weed Whacker, Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your gear. This fourth generation trimmer also features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch, can engage a travel lock, and it is even waterproof. The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 4000K LED spotlight that you can turn on and off when needed for a more precise shave throughout your Cover 2 defense. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Are you kidding me? This nose and ear and hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those oh-so-delicate places. Don't forget to use the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and their Crop Reviver to help your special teams be on their A-game. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com for a clean Cover 3. Your balls will thank you. And we're back. Chris, and to your point about him not being up to speed, what is so complicated about this offense that he's not up to speed?
I know.
Come on.
Like it's Sean McVay's offense, you know?
Chris, I feel like I'm on South Cook Avenue in Trenton. Run to the Chevy and turn around, I'll hit you. Like, are you serious? He's not up to speed. Devontae Smith, these guys, they're in much more complicated offenses than this one.
Yeah. So, but the bottom line is, Jerry, they do not know how not to lose. They constantly shoot themselves in the foot. And it's not a good reflection on Judge because this is the guy that preaches discipline and no mistakes, a la Belichick and all that. And that's all it's been. And he's been making them himself.
Yeah.
So it's not – look, Jerry, this is really – I said – I was on The Fan the other day, Jerry, a radio station, and I said to the host, Evan Roberts, who predicted a blowout by the Giants. And I said to him, I said, "Ooh, Evan, slow down with that." You know, and I said to Evan Roberts, I said, if they lose this game, it's going to get really ugly around here. Well, they lost the game, and it's really ugly around here, dude. It can't get any uglier right now. At least the Jets, they have the rookie quarterback. They have the excuse right now. They get a year bye.
Yeah,
there's no excuses here, bro. And a positive. What positive thing is that Daniels played pretty good, Jerry?
He has played pretty well. Yes.
Can he maybe do more to elevate his squad a little bit more? Yeah. You know.
When he ran over Jarrett at the goal line, I was like, oh, they're done. Oh my God, he got two-point conversion. I can't believe it.
Right.
I had no expectations on that play.
But you know what, Jerry? We talked about stacking, right? Yeah. You have to start stacking good performances. Well, that's two in a row for Daniel now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a positive sign. That's a positive sign. You makes you wonder, Jerry, when this team, when this season goes 4-13 or 3 or whatever, obviously there's going to be changes made. Not Joe. I don't think Judge. But there's going to be changes made. And most likely, probably 100% chance, there'll be new offensive coordinator, right? Mm-hmm. I know they don't want to do this to Jones, but if this continues, right, I'm going to be finding it really interesting if they bring in a new OC next year. If this is what happens, and this is early in the season, I'm not going to get into what blowing things up. We're going to wipe out this. We're going to have plenty of time to get into that, Jerry, you know? But in a different system where, to me, use Daniel's strengths more.
Yeah, because we only zone read every other game, too. We only
use, use his strengths more, Jerry. His strengths are what? The kid, I've been saying this from day one, dude. The kid throws an absolute beautiful back shoulder sideline deep vertical route.
He really does.
How many times have I said that, Jerry?
He does.
The kid, statistic-wise, the kid was up there. I think he might have been even number one in deep throw percentage last year. In the NFL, I don't know if I'm wrong with that, but he was up there, right?
He just didn't have the time to do it last year. He has time this year.
Dude, play to the kid's strengths, bro.
And play to your speedster strength. Kadarius Toney's a fast kid. Send him. Keep your defense honest.
I mean, you know, before you know, play to the kid's strengths. Galladay's a deep threat, too. Yeah. Let him go up and get it on a deep post, on a vertical, whatever it might be. You know what I mean, Jerry? Because now the offense, they had 340 yards. They moved the ball at times. Just say, don't give them up, but you know, it's not Daniel's fault. You know, they shoot themselves. But, you know, the other stuff they got to clean up, dude.
Yeah.
But use Daniel's strengths more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it, dude. Like, use his strength more. What does he do well? Preach. Judge always preaches, we don't care what the guy doesn't do well. We're going to play to what the guy does well.
Mm.
Well, what does Daniel do well, Jerry? He uses his legs.
Mm-hmm.
The kid's a big, strong kid. You saw that yesterday. He like clouded to Grady Jarrett.
Yeah.
Right? Grady kind of bounced off it from my angle.
I couldn't believe it. I was stunned by it.
Grady Jarrett is a Pro Bowler. I mean, that guy can play, right? So his vertical game is excellent.
I thought the throw to board, I couldn't stop talking about it. That throw was absolutely beautiful.
Was that at your way, Jerry, or the other way?
It was away from me.
It was away from where you were sitting? Okay. Yeah. So, you know, Saquon, the running game, tight ends. Now look.
Can we get to Ingram?
I mean, incredible. I mean, Evan Ingram fumbled. Targeted a few times, a couple of catches. He gets booed off the field when he's subbing out. You know, just a disaster area there. What are you going to say? It's a disaster area there.
It's time to go. Okay.
It's time to go. We know that now. Yeah, we know. I said numerous times I thought he was going to have a big year. He's played one game. He's had a terrible game.
Yeah, it doesn't translate.
It just doesn't translate
to Sundays, dude.
It doesn't translate to Sundays.
And now Jerry, it's got to be in his head.
You're 100% correct. It just doesn't translate to Sundays, bro. You know, so.
And you feel for him a little because you say what a good guy is and how hard he works, but it's just not working.
It's about production.
Fumbled. One wasn't a drop. One was deflected. But he had another where, and it's just. Now the fans are all over him. I mean, it's when he's tough. Subbing in and out, they're cheering. Right?
So
they're not cheering, guys. I saw something. They're not cheering an injury. Okay, they're cheering when he's not in the game. That's whatever. That's not throwing snowballs at Santa or whatever or batteries. Okay, you're cheering the guy because you don't want him on the team anymore, and that's it. It's the fifth year. Mm-hmm. You can't. This is the end of the Evan Ingram era. That's it.
Yeah, this was a number one pick, bro.
Yeah.
You know, forget about who picked him and all. Still, it's a number one pick.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
Another little surprise, Jerry, for me so far has been Kyle Rudolph, he's not being targeted. He's very quiet, just inline blocking, basically, you know.
My question for you there, I was going to ask you this. Are you worried that it's passed them by or they're just not using them?
It just seems like they're not using them at all.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? Maybe he is slower, Jerry. You know, obviously he's not going to be Kyle Rudolph of 8 years ago. But, you know, he is 11 years, was it 10 years in the league, 11 years in the league, wherever he is. And, you know, he's not really doing much and they're not really trying to, you know, get him the ball a little bit, you know, here and there. So it makes you wonder too, right?
I got to ask you a question before we go to the defense. I want to go to Mara a little bit. He pushed McAdoo on Coughlin, right? That was clear. And then McAdoo got hired, and then everything, all hell broke loose. The fact that he interviewed Jason Garrett and you thought that he was going to be the head coach, like, do you look back at that and say that was a disaster waiting to happen? Look, Jason Garrett's a nice guy, and there's times where he calls a good game, but yesterday you see, you know, what we saw, right? The offense seems very basic. You said it was stale a couple weeks ago. Like, isn't that part of the problem here, that we kind of put the cart before the horse twice, or am I making too much of that?
Look, Jerry, you know how much we respect John Mara.
Right.
And John's a good dude.
Yeah.
But the John Mara's problem, I don't think there's any question, is loyalty. He doesn't have that Steinbrenner type mentality of, I don't care if you're my sister. If you're not cutting it on the field or you're not getting me wins, you're gone.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, I'm not comparing Mara Steinbrenner. I'm just saying, you know, Steinbrenner had that either win or you're gone type mentality. We know that, right? Jerry, you're a Yankee fan your whole life. You know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yep.
And for you buffoon Yankee fans, you all know what the hell I'm talking about, right? Right? So, Jerry... I'm never going to bash John, but we're all going to say in a, well, at least I am going to say in a respectful way, as far as John, he's made a lot of bad decisions, dude.
Yes.
He's made a lot of bad decisions, loyalty. And you're even afraid, Jerry, I don't know about you, but I am, that even if this season goes south, which it's heading there now, right? I don't mean south down to New Orleans for next week. I'm talking about south as far as 4 and 13.
Yeah.
Down the toilet south, that he's going to do something like, okay, we got to make a change because Gettleman didn't do the job. So we'll promote Kevin Abrams.
Exactly right, Chris. Damn it. Right and target.
And Jerry, look, I'm not going to tell you. Let me put it this way. When the season ends, or towards the end of the season, where we all know certain people might not survive it, survive next this season, right? Mm-hmm. After the season, they might not survive. I should put it that way, right?
Yeah.
I am going to be all over this as far as the loyalty, promoting within, and all that. I am going to be nonstop about certain things, Jerry. Nonstop tweeting, nonstop talking to people in the building, nonstop everything about as far as. I do not want to hear some, if the season goes south now, I'm saying, if people do not survive after the season, I do not want to see one effing guy from that building promoted. Not Chris, one effing guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm telling you now, folks, I know we get a lot of podcast hits, and Jerry was in the park lot yesterday. A lot of people compliment on the podcast, and we thank you a lot. We're so happy so many people listen to this damn podcast. Right, Jerry?
Oh, I can't believe they still do. It's awesome.
Right? Yeah. People still listening. I like that people tweet at us that, you know, hey, guys, you like therapy and this and that. Because, hey fellas, I know what it's about. Guys and girls, I know what it's about. The therapy, losing on how you feel on a Monday morning or Sunday night. Hey, I know where you're at, brother. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
But I'm telling you right now, you better stick and listen to this podcast towards the end of the year and then in January after the season, if this season goes down the toilet bowl, and you know there's going to be changes made, right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to want to listen to me on this podcast. I'm telling you right now. And I'm just going to give you a little sample of what I'm going to say.
Yep, go ahead.
I don't want to see one effing guy in that building promoted to general manager or head of scouting, or any of that crap.
Right.
We'll leave it at that now. Yeah. It's 3 games in. New Orleans is Sunday. The Giants are going to have a very good chance to win Sunday. Chris, are you an asshole now? No, because Chris, you know what, Chris? You ate too many freaking canoles in your life. It's gone to your freaking head. And I'm trying to tell you, it hasn't. Okay, because I know what New Orleans brings to the table. I know what they've been doing the first 3 games. The Giants are going to have a chance to win Sunday. I'm not telling you they're going to win, but we'll get into it more on the next podcast with the Saints.
Well, Chris, okay. good news is the tailgaters want more cursing. They said that to me. I said, guys, I don't know. We were trying not to be explicit, but they, I know, but they said, guys, you can curse more. The other thing you're referring to is I don't want to hear, I'm with you, I don't want to hear giant ties, okay? We're going to hire the next guy with giant ties, okay? Because what you need now, okay, John Mara's a lot like his father. Ties. Right. The only giant ties I want to see are the ones that you wear around your neck. That's
right.
it.
Right.
Unfortunately, John, I love the Mara family. We've made this very clear.
Class act, John. Yeah.
I have my tickets from Wellington, but Wellington and John were both loyal to a fault. Look what the contract he gave Ali Sherman in the 60s and how he kept Robustelli as GM till 79. I hate to break it to everybody, but the NFL came in 79 and said, you're hiring George Young. And Chris, I got to be honest with you. I think we're at that point now where I want someone from the outside to come in, Goodell even, or somebody. I don't care. Let Tagliabue come out of retirement and say, hey, John, this is who you got to hire because it ain't working. Well, that's it.
That's what happened back in the day, right?
Right.
That's what happened with George Young.
Right. And I love Wellington Mara, but he had the same problem. He was too loyal to the wrong people.
So it's not going to be a case of Roger Goodell saying, we're going to bring somebody in. But it's going to be, let's put it this way, there's going to be a huge influence from outside the building.
Yep.
Seeping into 1925 Giants Drive and saying, John, you better start looking at this. Start doing this.
Right.
It's not going to be a direct like it was in 79. Was it 79, Jerry, when Young
died? Yes,
it's not going to be a direct from the commissioner, but it's going to be a lot of people talking, saying, John, do this.
Right.
Why don't you do this?
Right.
Think about this. Seriously think about this. Because, you know, there's just too much loyalty going on, which is fine when you're winning playoff games and, you know, and having a successful season, but the Giants haven't, you know. So, but we'll get into that, Jerry. This is, you know, we're not even in October. We'll get into it, brother, more.
Yeah, I know.
Just a little sample of what's coming down the road from Chris Bisignano and Jerry Foley. And, you know, as far as if this season goes down the toilet like we, looks like it's going, right?
Right.
So, wrap it up. I say, Jerry, I guess, you know, Riley Dixon.
Oh.
I get a sense around the building. And I get a sense they brought in some punters last week and they said, oh, you know, it's COVID and all that.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it was just COVID. I think they're looking to get a guy in here to get Riley out. Not that he's been bad, but he hasn't been, you know, it's been all right. But look, I'm not blaming Riley Dixon for this loss. I'm just saying, can't have that. End of the game.
No, but it's one thing that contributes to it, Chris. Like, we're all sitting there going, just pin him deep, end zone. Right. Thanks, Riley.
I thought their punter was excellent yesterday, by the
way. Oh, God, he was great.
I thought that guy was excellent, that guy in the Falcons. I don't remember his name. I thought he was excellent. So, special teams. Well, look, every kickoff is out of the end zone, and the punt coverage wasn't bad. You know, they did a good job. I thought Judge and Thomas McGahee, who I really admire, Jerry. I told you this numerous times as a coach, as a man and as a coach. You know, Cordell Patterson's a guy, I've said it numerous times, you could kick it off 8 yards deep and Cordell comes out with it.
Yep.
And he'll go 108 yards, no problem.
Right.
So they shortened it up. They saw Cordell a few times. Cordell lined up in the back in the end zone. He was like, I'm coming out, brother. They don't kick it. You know, so they came up short a few times. I thought that was a smart move in McGahee. You don't want to play around with Cordell Patterson.
Right.
You know? And I thought Arthur Smith did a great job. He saved that little receiver screen for Cordell to the end. They didn't show
it. Yeah, Darius Williams screwed that one up.
And then with Darius, who had a couple of missed tackles.
Yeah.
Did not look good. You know, he breaks that one tackle, and there goes Cordell. He's a big, strong dude, Cordell. You know? I said it numerous times during the week. You better know what this dude is. This guy's a big part of their offense.
I mean,
brother,
use him everywhere. They use him as a running back. I mean, talk about Mr. Swiss Army Knife versatility, man.
And they used him, right? They use him as a running back. They use him as a receiver. We all know what he does in special teams.
Yep.
It's not, Jerry, I'll say this once. I'll say it 1,000 times. It's not rocket science.
Yep. I used your quote yesterday. It's a Giants carb crush. Like Chris says, guys, it's not rocket science what we're doing here.
You know, you look at the film and you say, well, this is what they're doing. You know, this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, so another tough loss, dude. 0-3.
Can I get one more thing?
Yeah.
The pass rush or lack thereof. I mean, there were three sacks.
Yeah, I thought it was Leo had a coverage sack.
Coverage sack.
Oh, Aziz had a nice sack. Had a nice sack.
Yeah.
You know, Aziz got three, brother. Forced fumble. X-Man's doing nothing.
19, nothing.
Like 12 snaps yesterday, 19 snaps. Lorenzo Carter, he had a recovery yesterday, but fumble recovery. But he's doing nothing. He's not really
I hate
doing
to do this, Chris, but OBJ for Dexter, Lawrence.
Not looking too good right
O'Shane
now, right?
O'Shane Simmons and Jabril Peppers. Oh, good Lord. Yeah. But, you know, look, real quick.
Dexter's been pretty quiet. Get some pressures, but, you know.
Not, yeah, it says five pressures, but.
Got to give us more, Jerry. Got to give us more, bro. Right. Got to give us more. How about some negative? I'm sorry, Jerry, just one second. Yeah. Tackles for loss. You got to look at that category.
Right. Right.
When we get those stats after the game, Jerry, I look for tackles for loss.
Yep.
You know why? Why is that, Chris? Because that's impact plays.
Right, right.
That's what this game's about, brother. Impact plays, plays. So I'm sorry, Jerry. I didn't mean
to. No, it's okay. So Ojulari looks good. Three sacks in three games, first Giant to do that. I mean, very excited about him. But with this lack of pass rush, Chris, did the Giants, you think they, like, why isn't Carter Coughlin? I know they moved Carter Coughlin to the middle, but why wouldn't you try him now on the outside a bit?
Jerry, I don't know. Okay. I really don't know.
I mean, am I wrong?
How about from the inside? In preseason, he was shooting those A-gap blitz. He was looking pretty good.
Right.
I think he only played like 6 or 7, 8 snaps yesterday. That's all because Blake was out, you know?
Right. They trust Ragland more, I guess.
But I'm talking about as far as pass rushing, right, Jerry? I mean.
Oh, right.
Right? Yeah, let's get him in there. You know what I mean? I mean, the kid looked good in the preseason, right?
Put him anywhere. Sure.
You know, obviously, we didn't. You know what, Jerry? I'm sorry to sue this because, I actually like Blake personally, too. I'm sorry, but we totally skipped it to just now. But Blake Martinez, big loss, dude.
Huge.
Big loss. You know, he's going to be out for the year. He's their captain. You know, this team has lost two captains in consecutive games.
Unbelievable.
And now Shep, who knows with the hamstring, what happened, you know, how many, if he's going to miss time, right?
Right.
But Blake's a big loss. He's a signal caller. He's the heart of the defense. He, you know. And he's going to be out the rest of the year. So that's a big loss. Obviously, Nick Gates. Go ahead.
Not to sound like Columbo, but I got one more thing. Banks on the post game said something that I thought during the game. And I don't know what you think about it, but he said there's no alpha male on this team, meaning there's no leader. Yeah. There's no guy who's going to fire him up. And you don't have to be Lawrence Taylor to do that, right? You can be Jesse Armstead. You can be Keith Hamilton, right?
He's right,
Carl. You can be Carl Banks, right? But he's right about that, isn't he? Like, I look at that team and I think, you know, I don't know who the leader is, especially on defense. There's good players, but no one's that fiery leader that I think these guys kind of need.
Yeah, I thought maybe Pep would step into that role a little bit, Jerry, this year.
Right.
But first of all, he's not getting the snaps he did last year.
Right.
And second of all, he's starting to pout over it, Peppers. Yeah, I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah.
I'm around him. I'm around in the building. I mean, I'm around there. I could tell the way he is. He's not happy about his reduced amount of snaps. It looks like he's pouting about it. You know, he's not happy with his playing time. I could tell you that right now. So we thought maybe he'd be one of those guys, but he's not playing like it, and B, I think he's not happy with his playing time.
All right.
Leo Williams just doesn't have that personality, dude.
I know.
So.
Last thing, you brought up something a couple podcasts ago, and I just want to bring it up. Going to the game. Okay, real quick. This is for other Giant fans who I heard complaining around me. Hell's Bells has to go. You spoke like a prophet, okay?
Really?
On third down, enough with Hell's Bells. Enough with the guy going third down. Oh, my God. I sat there. You don't need music after every down. Like, I don't want to sound like an old man complaining like my father would have. But the in-game experience, like, who the hell is in charge of all that, dude? It is so annoying. Like, guys, Giants, okay, if you're listening, and I think you guys do sometimes, let the crowd organically create the atmosphere. You don't need music after every down. You don't need the same song on third down. I know you're not going to get Bob Shepard announcing, but I don't need that guy yelling third down. And real quick, when you do the drumline thing, don't pipe in drums over them because I can't even hear them playing. That's a recorded drum set. Sorry, Chris. I know it's one more thing, but wow, Giants.
It's like they can't even get that right. I
mean, right.
We need changes everywhere. No.
Totally.
We need changes even with the drum line.
they pipe in drums over it. I can't even hear them.
Jerry, you know what? I've totally blocked it out now all these years. It's just like ridiculous.
Smart.
You know? So, anyway. But winning will
ease all that stuff.
The music sounds better if they win, I guess. I don't know.
So we'll talk, I guess, the end of the week. We'll get into the New Orleans Saints, right? They had a nice win yesterday over New England.
Yeah.
They're 2-1 team, and they're going to be playing their first home game now in the Superdome.
Yeah.
You know, the fans are going to be, ooh, they're going to be pumped for their first game in a long time. They're gonna, that place is going to be, that's going to be a loud building Sunday, you know.
And you think, okay, we'll get into it, but you like the chances.
I know. You're crazy.
No, buddy, I want to win. Like, I'm not rooting for the tankathon here. I want to win. I'll take any positivity we can get.
It's going to be a tough one Sunday. It's going to be a tight one. Trust me.
All right.
You don't trust me. You think I'm nuts.
No, you called it pretty well. Chris, you're ahead in the picks by a billion already. So
I think I'm the only one that had this a tight game yesterday. Everybody thought the Giants were going to smoke them.
I was with you on that one, dude. When Evan Roberts said you should kill him, I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Evan. Love you, Evan, but come on.
No, but Evan wasn't the only one. There was Jerry, I'm telling you, there was a lot of people thought the Giants were going to whip up on these guys. I'm like, whoa. You know, so.
What the hell team you guys are watching?
So, but you know how a lot of people are going to think right now, it's Monday, September, whatever the hell we're at, 27th. You know, a lot of people, there's a feeling right now, Jerry, a lot of people think the Saints are going to whip up on the Giants Sunday.
Yeah.
You kind of get that feeling, Jerry, that little narrative that's out there? Yeah.
Yes, I'm one of the ones who believe it, too.
Well, okay, that's fine. But that's not going to happen Sunday.
Good. Good.
So, all right, brother.
Chris.
Everybody. Phenomenal. Hang in there, Jerry, right? Everybody try to hang in there. It's ugly. That's all I could say. Yeah.
Phenomenal job and great job in the post game yesterday. I mean, not to be corny, but to drive home and be like, wow, that's Chris. Nice question to judge. Good job, man. Awesome work.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Hang in there, man. And thank you for listening. Again, want to thank Giants Carb Crush for the time. Yesterday, he wined and dined me with his family, even though his father's kind of a pain in the ass. But great guy. Great guy.
Sausage? What kind of food do you have?
They had all kinds of stuff. It was steak, Danny's tailgate steak. They had breakfast, and then they had lunch.
Wow, both, and
they had a DJ that was playing, like, dance music. It was a really good time. It seemed like it was a fun time. Really good.
Good. Was he wearing that cutoff shirt? He was showing the guns? Was he?
No, he was covered up. I was expecting to see the gun show. But no, I didn't see it. I would, dude, if I was like that, I'd be wearing tank tops in 30 degree weather.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, guys, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, and thank you for still subscribing, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to magzter.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. Hang in there, Giant fans, and thanks for the support. Sundays are still Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.